Amen. Please be seated. The Bible is pretty blunt about why we have death and disease and suffering in this world, the fall of mankind into sin, choosing to sin rather than to obey God. And that his curse has blasted this entire world into fallenness, into a grievous condition, and all suffer as a result of it. It doesn't matter how holy one's life is, one might suffer a lot of hardship in this world as a result. Job in chapter 14, verse 1 says, "Man who is born of woman is few of days and full of trouble. He comes out like a flower and withers. He flees like a shadow and does not continue." That's the state of fallen man without God's intervention. We who trust in the Lord God may take to heart the promises of Psalm 103, 13 and following, where it says that as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are as dust, that as for man, his days are like grass, and as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. It says the wind passes over it and it is gone. And then verse 17, "But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children." What glorious intergenerational promises the Lord has given to those who fear him. And yet each generation must also renew that covenant with God. There are no spiritual grandchildren in the sense you can't just rely on the faith of your parents, your grandparents, your great-grandparents. You yourself need to come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You yourself need to address what Jesus said is the only hope of eventual release from sadness and suffering, and it's belief in God's mercy. Well, how do you receive that mercy? By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and his atoning sacrifice for our sins. The next hymn we'll sing puts it well. "Oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul." And believing also, not only in Jesus' atoning death, but his bodily resurrection from the dead. John 11:25, "I am the resurrection and the life," Jesus said. "He who believes in me, though he may die, yet he shall live. Though the body may die, yet the soul will live in glory with the Lord," if your faith is in Christ. "Whoever lives and believes in me shall never die." Let us pray. Lord, we offer our hearts to you. We offer the hearts of those who maybe have not closed with Christ themselves. They are relying on growing up in a Christian home or around Christian people. Lord, I pray that they would see how precious Jesus is, how worthy is his atoning death on the cross for their sins, that they would trust in his forgiveness because he paid the price for their sins, that they would also believe in his resurrection from the dead, knowing that because he has risen, all those who believe in him will rise too by your grace and your mercy. Lord, we pray that we would have our faith and trust in Jesus so that we may be able to sing this next hymn from our hearts, that it truly is well with our souls because Jesus has done what he has done for us. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you turn, please, to number 705, "It Is Well With My Soul." Mm-hmm.